The lawsuit of Dolores Hunter against Philip Morris USA went to trial in Bethel yesterday for the third time in 7 years. The trial could have wide-reaching implications for the tobacco company, but in their opening statements, the attorneys chose to focus on the legacy of a single Yukon Kuskokwim Delta man whose early death has resulted in 14 years of litigation. KYUK's Teresa Katsourilis reports.
Benjamin Francis was a musician and dog musher who spent his life in the lower Yukon's villages. A trained fire chief and forestry technician, he helped his community where he could. In St. Mary's, he briefly served as acting chief of police and fire chief. When the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act passed, he helped translate the bill into Yupik for his neighbors. Francis was also a smoker. His friends think he started when he was about 10 years old. He tried and failed to quit, and when he was diagnosed with lung cancer, he told his common-law wife, Dolores Hunter, that he was sorry. Francis died of cancer in 2004. He was 52 years old. Hunter and her two sons have been suing Philip Morris for damages for years now. In his opening statement, Hunter's attorney, Don Bauermeister, claimed the tobacco company deliberately misled smokers like Francis for decades. The fraud was real, he told the jury. Francis started smoking as a child, he argued, for instance, because companies like Philip Morris marketed their products to children, and adults were unaware of exactly how dangerous cigarettes could be. It was excused, he said. His parents didn't know, his teachers didn't know. They were fooled, so he was fooled. Francis also favored Marlboro Lights, said Bauermeister, a brand Philip Morris had misleadingly marketed as a healthier brand of cigarette. In his own opening statement, Philip Morris attorney Stan Davis didn't dispute that smoking may have contributed to Francis's death or that Philip Morris's past marketing was misleading, but he claimed that Francis rarely saw Philip Morris ad campaigns, and when he did, they didn't fool him. Doctors repeatedly told Francis to quit, said Davis. He knew cigarettes were bad for him. This is a fraud case, Davis reminded the jury. They're here to determine whether Francis was tricked or fooled. And he says Francis knew the risks. He just chose to smoke anyway. The attorney's opening statements each lasted about an hour yesterday morning. They expect the rest of the trial to last 3 to 4 weeks. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Katsourilis.